Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Late nights with a fussy baby, early mornings at school, juggling a diaper bag and a backpack. Motherhood as a teenager can be overwhelming. Charisse Holden knows these challenges. 2 decades ago, as a senior in high school, she found out she was pregnant. Despite the difficulties of balancing school, work, and parenting as a single mom, she was able to graduate from high school and college, earn 2 master's degrees, and in 2019 establish She Rises, a nonprofit aimed at supporting teen moms in Maryland and Washington, D.C. Charisse, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about your experience as a teen mom.
Oh, wow. Where do I begin? I would like to say it's one of the my greatest accomplishments was something that was the hardest thing that I've ever had to do. From just trying to balance just young adulthood to trying to be a great mom to balancing the responsibilities of having to go to school and go to work and provide, you know, a safe environment for my child. It was just definitely overwhelming, but I made it.
You originally considered giving the baby up for adoption and decided not to.
Yes. So part of that story is I found myself pregnant as a senior in high school, a couple months shy from graduating. And my plan was to just give the baby up for adoption. I didn't feel that I was equipped enough to be able to raise her. And I was a little bit selfish because I wanted to do the things that I wanted to do. But my mom really did encourage me to keep the baby. And so I decided to do that. And, you know, 7 months into being a young mom, I said, you know what, I really cannot do this. This is very, very difficult. I'm barely taking care of myself, let alone my daughter. And this is not the life that I don't think that she signed up for. And it's not the life that I signed up for. And so I started going down the road of reconsidering adoption. I had a meeting with a local pastor at a church. And I walked away from that meeting with, this is the right plan. This is the right thing to do. And I got home back to my friend's place and I turned on the news and I, you know, had found out about all the horrific terrorist attacks that had happened for 9/11. And I sort of had like, you know, a heart to heart moment thinking that all of these families, they've lost so many loved ones, daughters and mothers and sisters and brothers. And I had this incredible life in front of me, and I wanted to give it away because it wasn't a part of my plan and because it was hard. And so it was on that day that I decided not only was I going to be a mom, but I was going to be the best mom that I could be. And so every year, Autumn and I celebrate 9/11 Day as Mother's Day because it was the day that I decided to be a mother.
Wow. You had some real obstacles that you had to overcome. Tell us about the biggest ones.
I think the biggest obstacle for me is not just knowing the direction that I wanted to go, not really having someone in my corner who believed in me, who could see that I had value and that my life wasn't really over because I had a child at a young age. I think that was one of the biggest obstacles, just being able to balance everything that I was trying to do. I was working a full-time job. I was going to school in the evening. And that was just the hardest part is just trying to balance that. I know there were many times where I wasn't home with Autumn and I felt so horrible about it, but it was really me trying to lay the foundations of a beautiful life for her. So mom guilt was definitely a big problem.
And through all this, you saw education as a path to providing a secure future for your daughter and yourself. Talk about that.
Yes. A friend of ours or a friend of mine's at the time, she said, hey, Charisse, you know, I really think that, you know, I probably can get you a summer internship, but you got to get registered back in school. And I said, okay, I don't know what I want to do. So I signed up for a couple of classes at the community college and I just sort of ran with it. You know, I just had planned just to do just enough to be able to get the internship. But then once I got enrolled in school and saw that there were so many opportunities for growth in my career, I really just held on tight for that. It did take me a long time to get that 2-year degree. It took me 4 years. And then once I completed my associates, I said, hey, I'm somewhat almost there. Let me just go for the bachelor's. And I said, okay, we're going to do that. So that took another 2 years. And then I said, you know what? What the heck? You know, I'm on a roll here. Let's go for the master's. And that was very, very difficult and challenging. But at that point, I was thinking it like, you know, how amazing would it be if I turned something that I didn't know that there was a possibility for me to go to school into something where I'm going to go all the way to the top. Like, I'm not going to stop just here. Let me just keep on going as far as I can go. And I've always been an advocate for that. I believe that education was definitely the key for me having so many opportunities to grow in my career. And had I not, you know, decided to, you know, go back to school, I don't think those opportunities would have been presented to me.
What prompted you to start She Rises?
Oh, well, now that I'm somewhat on the other side of being a young mother, I can look back and say, wow, I can help so many other young mothers rise just by giving them a word of encouragement and giving them, you know, sort of like a sneak peek to the other side of the window. Like, you know what? Your life is not over. There's so many things that you can do. There's so many ways that you can accomplish your goals. Let me show you the way. And I think that was one of my biggest struggles, that I didn't have someone to tell me or show me the way. So I would love to be that light and hope for another young mother just to say, hey, there's a way. Let me show you.
How does She Rises support teen mothers?
So we launched a young mothers mentoring program this year. And the foundation of that is providing them tools and resources so that they can rise. We provide academic support and coaching, helping them develop goals for their education and their career. We also provide life skills training, including career development, financial literacy training, how to co-parent, how to establish healthy relationships, healthy boundaries, how to take care of yourself as a mother, as well as mentoring and coaching. All of those things that we feel are the foundations for setting them up for success.
You were inspired to do this in part because such a tiny percentage of teen mothers go on to college.
Yes. Not only do they, such a tiny percentage go on to college, such a smaller percent graduate. I read a statistic many years ago that only 2% of teen mothers graduate from college. And it was heartbreaking, but at the same time, sort of like fascinating, saying, wow, I'm part of that 2%. What can I do to get that number to rise? You know, the young mothers population is a very underserved population because the government doesn't necessarily give them the tools to be successful. Maybe they might give them a couple of benefits, but it's not definitely not enough to survive on and to thrive on. And so my goal with She Rises is sort of like, sort of teach me how to fish. Don't just show me, just teach me how to survive on my own. Show me how I can thrive and be successful and not have to result to having multiple babies or staying in unhealthy relationships because I feel that I can't do it on my own, because it's definitely possible.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Charisse Holden, founder of She Rises, a nonprofit that offers mentoring, academic support, and other resources for teen mothers. Joining us now is her daughter, Autumn Williams, who is studying visual arts at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, and is a graphic design intern for She Rises. Welcome to the show, Autumn.
Hello.
How do you think your mother's experience as a teen mom affected your relationship?
Growing up, I didn't really think about how she was a teen mom much, because she always did everything for me. And I never really thought about the struggles as much until I got older. When I was younger, she always gave me everything I needed. She always did everything for me. And it wasn't until recently that I'm now this age that I can say, I can't imagine being her age and raising a child and having all those responsibilities. And I'm really thankful for her that she was able to do that for me when I was younger and I never really had anything to worry about.
Yes, she is an inspiration. Charisse, if you could go back to when Autumn was a toddler, what advice would you give yourself?
Take a deep breath, and you don't have to do everything right now. I think there were so many balls in the air because I didn't want to, I sort of had a negative track running in my mind that I would fail. And so I was trying to do all of these things all at one time, because I said, I have a very short window of opportunity to get these things done. But looking back, I would probably tell myself to just slow down. It's okay. You can do one thing at a time. And it doesn't matter how long that it takes you, as long as that you get it done. You know, there's a lot of shame that's surrounded by teen pregnancy and young pregnancy. And there's nothing to be ashamed about. And just to be able to stand in your own truth and say, this is the decision that I've made for my life, and I'm going to move forward with it. So that's something that I would personally like to see be changed, just the shame that's surrounded with young mothers, because then they don't want to do more. They don't want to do better because they feel that's all that they could ever be. And I know even for me now, that's still something that I'm struggling with. It has impacted me how I am as an adult, because I feel like I have to keep overachieving things or keep achieving things because I'm trying to bust that myth from 20 years ago that I was a teen mom and that I wouldn't result to anything. And so I'd love to see that change a bit, where we're not, you know, shaming these girls for the decisions that have been made. We should support them and give them tools to rise.
Autumn, what lessons would you say you've learned from your mom?
Growing up, my mom always taught me how to try my best at everything and how to do well in my classes. And she always kept me on track. And I'm really thankful for her for that. She's helped me become an organized person and a professional person. I've learned a lot from her.
Charisse, I'm struck that you mentioned mom guilt, but I don't hear that from Autumn. I don't hear that she feels that you were pulled away and not paying enough attention to her.
I never felt that way. I never felt like she was not spending enough attention on me or anything like that. The way I see it is that she was doing everything she could for me back then. I never even noticed it until now, like how much struggle she went through at that time, especially when I was way younger. And the reason why I didn't notice it was because she didn't make it noticeable. She made me feel like I had everything that I needed all the time.
Charisse, it's the time when most people celebrate Mother's Day. Do you have any advice for mothers?
Oh boy. I guess just hearing what Autumn just had to say, about not noticing what I felt was like mom guilt, is that maybe there's a myth to, you know, as mothers, we're too hard on ourselves and the kids aren't even noticing. And so just to relax and try to enjoy the moment and not be so overwhelmed with things, because you'll find out 20 years later that your kid never noticed all the things that you thought you were failing at.
It's so wonderful to talk to both of you. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Charisse Holden, founder of the nonprofit She Rises, and her daughter, Autumn Williams. At the On the Record page at WIPR.org, you can find more information about She Rises, including its diaper drive. Quick break here. Then a Stoop story on motherhood. I'm Sheila Cast, On the Record. Stay tuned for that.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.